Okay, let's go to Sam, who's waiting patiently in Athens, Georgia. Good morning, Sam.
Automatic for the people.
Automatic for the people, that's right. Yes, indeed.
I have some good news.
I love good news.
I am now a cancer survivor.
Oh, tell me more, please.
Well, I wasn't expecting to get my blood drawn and check my PSA for a couple of months, but I had an appointment last Friday to get the blood drawn and an appointment yesterday for the doctor's office, and they said that my PSA was below a 1. It was a 0.4.
I'm happy. I'm overjoyed, Sam. Truly, I am. And I know many people who are listening who recognize your voice from the times when you call and your story about coming into the church and such. I'm sure you've got many people smiling from ear to ear at this good news. Congratulations.
Thank you, Patrick. And I want to thank you and Cyrus and Jim and Matt and John Harper and everyone for praying for me, Father Rocky. And all of your listeners for praying and helping and being there for me when I needed somebody.
It was our pleasure and our honor to be able to do that, to support you, Sam. Well, your voice sounds strong. I can only imagine that you feel elated today. What a blessing from God. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. I wish you could play the clip of me last November compared to today. I'm sure there's a big difference because I am so happy today.
Indeed.
It's like yesterday was a new birthday, the first day of the rest of my life.
Oh, that is so awesome. Well, I'm happy for you, and I can't express that enough, and I'm glad you called to share that with us. Cyrus, maybe we can rummage through the files and find that call, and maybe a little bit later in the program today we can play the call that Sam gave. This was when you were not doing too well in that call, right? You were having a tough day that day, right?
Yes, sir.
I remember that one.
You know, since then, I'm a month away from joining the church, and I can tell you now who my sponsor is. I remember months ago I said I didn't want to jinx it so by telling, but it was a famous person.
Cyrus Simcoe?
Yes. How did you know?
Well, I'm just guessing. I mean, so who is it?
It is, well, if you're from Georgia, they're the most famous people in Georgia, but I don't know about Wisconsin or Ohio, but it is the wife of Vince Dooley, the only coach at the University of Georgia in my lifetime that's won a national championship for football.
So it's sports royalty.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And I actually got to hold the national championship trophy.
Wow. What a neat thing. Well, Sam, you are certainly blessed by the Lord, and I'm glad that you called today. I look forward to our next conversation. And if you think of it, maybe you can have one of your friends or family members, be sure to take some pictures when you're received into the church, even some video if they think to do that. And I would love to see that. I would really love to see that glorious day that you are received into the Catholic Church because, Sam, as I don't think everybody who's listening right now realizes, you were raised Protestant, and I forget now, was it Baptist or Methodist, or what was your upbringing?
Baptist.
That's what I thought, okay. And you were this, you know, good-natured, interested, curious Baptist who was listening to this program, and every so often you'd call in, and you were just, I remember each time we would speak, you would be very receptive to hearings, you know, explanations about Mary or what have you. And over time, well, I don't want to tell your story. Just take 20, 30 seconds and just explain over time what happened to you, the Baptist Sam in Athens, Georgia, Automatic for the People. What happened to you while you were listening to this program over that stretch of years?
Well, I began listening and learning new things that I had never heard and that they don't teach you outside the Catholic Church. And everything that I heard, I researched and thought about and prayed about, and just it's the true, I don't know how to put it, it's so powerful, it's just the truth. I heard the truth, and I wanted to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. That is so great, Sam. Well, thanks be to God, and thank you again for calling. I always enjoy our conversations.